That was Anthem for the Amazon. Bridget Leslie has found a story in the middle of the Brazilian Amazon, tracking down a journalist, and in turn, he tracked down Francisco Piaco, the chief of the indigenous people known as the Axininka. They live in Ria Amonia, the Amonia River, on indigenous lands, in Acre State, Western Brazil. More than 3,200 kilometres from the Sao Paulo epicentre. But it's clear that tribal chief was aware very early about the pandemic and moved to physically isolate and protect his people, as his and grandfather had traditionally done. He describes it in this interview with journalist Fabio Pontes, which we've translated from Portuguese.
First of all, in December, we cancelled all our agenda as we learned that the coronavirus existed on this planet and how it was moving from one continent to the other to finally get here. So we cancelled our agendas and started to follow the developments from here. In January, we noticed that the coronavirus was getting closer to our region. February, we stopped, closed our community so that people wouldn't go from our village to Taumaturgo. This was a very important measure. February, March, April, and now May, our families, none came back from the city. Thank God we don't have any cases there. We saw that in Taumaturgo, coronavirus appeared very strong, as the information I have sent you shows. This worries us a lot. We don't have an internet signal right now in the village. That makes communication difficult. But we kept an office in Maracal, Taumaturgo, in the Orinka Centre, and it does not have contact with the city. So our Orinka Centre became our house, a reference to us. We don't circulate in town when we come here every 10 days or so to get new information. During this time, we organise a supply system through our co-op. This co-op buys and supplies itself to attend our basic needs. This was an old project of ours, using this business model. Now we could make it work. This has been very important. Our community is not facing any problems such as famine, but we are very worried that the virus reaches us because the village is living a normal life. We are all working a lot to strengthen the food supply. It is a very different year we are living in. We are focused on our community and making sure that we are safe for a long period. That is why we are working while we are still in good health, so that we don't live a crisis. Nobody knows when this situation is going to end. We are well, but very worried about the scenario Brazil and the world are facing. That's it. We are safe, not at risk because we don't move around town, and we don't allow people to come in. We also have a food stockpile. We have a rich area that we have protected all our lives. Hunting and fishing grounds. Our crops are well developed. Families are taking the time to further expand our production. Families setting some strategic points in case the pandemic comes in. Each family has a home outside the village. That is part of our tradition. You have a house in the village, but you always have another place. A small house with crops away from the river. This is a tradition that comes from our elders. My grandfather used to do this when there was a strong flu. They stayed there for months and came back to know if the situation was okay. So our people are doing the same thing. Everybody is moving and preparing another spot to live. The community is making plans so they can face this without problems. We're all right, fighting.
Here's Bridget Leslie, who initiated this story, speaking with the journalist from Amazonia, Fabio Pontes.
Fabio, welcome.
Hello, thank you for inviting me. And it's a great pleasure to talk to you and Australia.
How many people have contracted coronavirus in the Amazon?
So, Brazilian Amazon region, it's the biggest region of the Brazil territory and the least populous. Here in Amazonia, we have 94,000 of confirmed cases of COVID-19, with more than 5,000 deaths. Among indigenous population, we have so far officially 45 deaths and 1,119 cases. The problem is that the government consider just indigenous living inside their villages, but many of the indigenous live in the cities as well, and these cases are not in the official statistics. When we look the real number, we have 117 indigenous died and more than 1,300 confirmed cases.
So a large number of people there who are being affected by this virus. Are there any government restrictions placed on people living in the Amazon?
So some of the biggest cities implement restrictions like social distancing. In Brazilian Amazon, we have 8 states with 2 big cities, Manaus and Belém. This is the cities with the greatest number of cases and deaths here in Amazon. We need to understand that all social distancing and measures are implemented by the governors of states, not the president. Bolsonaro, our president, is against these measures. His only concern is to save economy, not lives in this moment. Since the beginning of this crisis, he shows he is against the social distancing, the isolation, because to Bolsonaro, his only concern is to keep the safe economy.
What support is the government giving for victims in the Amazon?
We don't have a specific support of the government to who live in this region. It's the same for the whole country.
Is there no support at all coming from the government?
Yes, we have a support to every people, to every Brazilian, not just for the who lives in Amazon. There's no specific support for the people who lives in Amazon, for example, to indigenous and other communities.
So for the families who have people who have gone to hospital or need to go to hospital, how are they coping with expenses?
So they pay for the his economies. There's no this kind of help. So in the indigenous case, we have a special secretary of health in indigenous. So this is the only official healthcare to support the indigenous people.
And what's your perception of the risk to indigenous communities?
I think that the only way the indigenous stay safe is to stay inside their village, avoid go out to the cities. Many of the cities in Amazonia do not have good hospitals and intensive medical care. And the only way to keep our indigenous inside their house in the forest is the government to ensure enough food to these communities and a basic health care. I think that the only way the indigenous stay safe is to stay inside their village, avoid go out to the cities. Many of these cities in Amazonia do not have good hospitals and intensive medical care, especially to the old people.
Do they have enough food at the moment?
Yes, some community, yes. They have they have plantations, they are fishing, they are hunting, and some communities go out to buy this food in the cities, but this is the great problem. When they go out to the cities, they have contact with people can be sick, and they back to the village with the virus, and they can spread this virus of all communities, and this can be a great disaster to these communities.
So as Fabio suggests, it would be a disaster for the indigenous people of the Brazilian Amazon if any infection makes its way along the river to Ashaninka lands and into their villages.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.